You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. From time to time on the Messenger Insight podcast, we like to highlight important new books that are being introduced to readers. And today we'll be talking about a brand new book, which is authored by Darren Spoo, who serves as pastor of First Baptist Church in Tulsa. And Darren now joins us on Messenger Insight. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me on your podcast.
Thank you. And I'm very excited about your new book. It's called The Good Book, 40 Chapters That Reveal the Bible's Biggest Ideas. And I thought we could begin by you talking about how the idea came to you or how this book came about.
Yeah, so it goes back about 5 years. I came off the platform after a Sunday morning of teaching and preaching, and I was met by a young lady, and just, you know, to protect her identity, I'll say her name is Vanessa. And so Vanessa walks up to me and she says, "This is my first time in church in my entire life." Not her first time in my church, her first time in church ever. And
wow.
She looked to be in about her mid-30s. And Vanessa said she never had anything against God, just never really paid him much attention. And so she asked me a question. She said, I like what I've heard this morning, but is there a book that can tell me what you Christians believe about God?" So Brian, I know the right answer to that question, but I didn't know that it was the best answer to her, because it's almost like I could play a movie in my mind. I could see me giving her a Bible, and if she started reading it like any other book, you know, she'd get through Genesis and probably do okay. Exodus would be a little more confusing, and by the time she was halfway through Leviticus, she would probably stop reading the Bible altogether. So I thought there has to be a way to make something as intimidating as the Bible a little more approachable. I just assumed what I was looking for was already in print out there somewhere, and I had in mind what I was looking for, searched all over Amazon and Christian resources, and never really found what I was looking for. And so since I didn't find it, I started writing it, and quite honestly, I didn't really endeavor for this to be a book. I was just trying to write something for my own church members and people coming into my church to have access to the Bible for the first time.
Well, it's a great concept, and you know, you're so right that sometimes we start out trying to read the Bible cover to cover and we lose steam.
Yeah.
And that sometimes is a new believer, someone searching for God, or someone who's a longtime believer and is wanting to go deeper. But it really is attractive and approachable the way you've done it. There are 40 chapters and segments that really give the big picture. Now, could you talk about how you chose these 40 different ones for your book?
Yeah, so, I mentioned I talked to Vanessa 5 years ago. Really, I consider I've been working on this project for 25 years as I've been teaching and preaching. So I started thinking, okay, if we were to select a few chapters from the Bible, first of all, how many? And, you know, the number 40 is very popular in Christian circles and in the Scripture itself. I grew up on Top 40 radio, you know, where you listen to 40 songs and it gives you an overview of what's happening in music. So I said, well, let's focus on 40 chapters. And I really had to do a lot of paring down to say, what are the absolute most essential chapters? Not discounting, you know, there are 1,186 chapters in the Bible, not saying that the other 1,146 are worth less, but these are the absolute essentials to get a feel for the plot and the narrative and the great themes of the Bible. And so just my own experience as a pastor and as a follower of Jesus, I said, you know, there are some chapters that cannot be avoided. You know, Genesis 1, our creation. Genesis 3, the sinfulness of humanity. You know, the core chapters without which if anyone were missing, we would miss part of the plot.
Well, to quote Indiana Jones movie, you chose wisely, because these are really great, and I feel like I'm understanding the big picture even better. You have Exodus 14, God as deliverer, Daniel chapter 6, worship and fearlessness, John chapter 1, the incarnation or the divinity of Christ, and of course, with Easter coming, the resurrection, Matthew chapter 28. Now, this seems like the book, Pastor, that a church could take up and use, or a small group, or Sunday school. Was it designed for that in mind?
Yeah, and here's where my publisher, David C. Cook, they really had a broader vision of this than I did. So I was just thinking when we started talking about a trade book, but they're right. You know, spiritual transformation happens best in a community. And as we're able to bounce ideas off each other and have that accountability. So along with this, there's a participant's guide, there's a leader's guide. Kyle Eidelman, who's a pastor in Louisville, Kentucky, he and I shot some video teaching resources for this to be used in a small group or as a whole church experience. And just, you know, to think about what it would be like for an entire church to go through this together, you know, 40 days, 8 weeks of reading the scripture and uniting around the message of the gospel, the message of Christ.
Amen. Let's take a brief time out to hear a word from our featured advertiser.
Dale Rogers Training Center provides training and work opportunities for people with disabilities through its programs and divisions. Prism Place and Wyman Frame allow those with disabilities to earn a paycheck. DRTC will help you celebrate Falls Creek 100th anniversary and other church milestones. Email pr@drtc.org or call 405-946-4489, extension 1431.
And we're back. So the book is brand new. What's the best way people could get their hands on a copy or a church for them to look at this? What would be some ways to get in touch with the book or you?
Yeah, so three resources. I've set up a Facebook page. People can look for Darren Spoo on Facebook and order it directly from there, which will take you to Amazon. I will say for pastors and churches that are looking to resource a large group, David C. Cook is making this available directly to churches at some pretty good discounts that you won't find on Amazon, and they see this as resourcing the church, and so they are making quite a deal for churches to get involved in this.
Excellent, thank you.
By the way, let me mention they have set up a website just for this. It's called readthegoodbook.com, and all that information is on that website.
Thank you for sharing that. We're talking about The Good Book, 40 chapters that reveal the Bible's biggest ideas. We're talking to Darren Spoo, pastor of First Baptist Church in Tulsa, which is really a major part of Oklahoma Baptist life through the years. And I thought maybe you could talk a moment about how this outreach or book or the principles of it has affected First Baptist in your regional ministry and kingdom-shaped ministry there.
You know, I came to First Baptist in 2000, and so I've been here 17 years. One of the things I love about First Baptist is the stability. In the last 80 years, this church has had four pastors, and it's incredible to be a part of that kind of legacy. There was a sense, though, when I came here in 2000 that, you know, maybe our church's best days were in its past. And I think that's a challenge for any older congregation, is to look to the past and say, boy, weren't the days good back then? I think a church ought to always see its best days as in the future. If not, we should probably just shut the doors. I mean, we should always see God's kingdom coming in our church and in our community. And so we set about to really seek God and through the scripture say, what does he want us to be doing in this generation? And for us, we have multiple caring center campuses, which is food, clothing, and emergency assistance. It all started here in downtown. Being around the downtown homeless community or nearly homeless, how can we serve? And we've since branched out in that. And it's just a very practical way to meet physical needs, but also every person who comes through to get physical assistance, we also give them the spiritual message of Christ. And that's absolutely essential. And that reaching out into our community has breathed some new life into our church, has given us a meaning and a purpose of why we're here today. I mean, the days in the past were great, but we are here right now to serve God's kingdom purpose. And I'm so proud to serve this church and serve alongside some of the best people I know.
Amen. That's well said. I had one other question thinking about the book. What is something God used to teach your heart or showed you during the process of writing it and as this came about that is something you could share with us now?
You know, the first chapter was probably one of the most profound truths that settled in on me. Genesis 1, you know, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and Genesis 1 culminates with God creating humanity. So I know theologians and people debate about the timing of creation and how long it took and all that. I'd stayed away from that because, for me, the most profound truth of Genesis 1 could be summed up like this. And, Brian, I'll just state this to you. You are more like God than anything else God ever created, you know, that we are made in the image of God. You and I, we are more like God than anything else God ever created. And I don't know about you, on a lot of days, I feel barely human on many days. But the truth is that you and I are more like God because we were made in His image than anything else God created. And just to accept that one reality about who I am makes me grateful to God, and I want to discover what that image of God is in me as I am restored to a relationship with Him through Christ.
Oh, that's so powerful. And you think about, if every person walking on earth could know that God made them, that they're made in His image, how that would transform the way we see each other and how we help the poor and how we relate to one another. That's awesome.
That's right.
Well, I really want to compliment the book again. You know, in this era of biblical illiteracy or people knowing maybe about the Bible but not knowing the Bible, I think a book like this comes along and really could excite the person who's been a Christian a long time or give a really neat on-ramp for someone who has no idea what's inside that book on their shelf. And so I compliment you in writing it. We're talking to Darren Spoo, pastor of First Baptist Church of Tulsa, the new book called The Good Book, 40 chapters that reveal the Bible's biggest ideas. And Darren, can you give us one more time how our listeners could go find a copy or a church could look into this?
Absolutely. You can search for The Good Book, Darren Spoo, on Amazon. But the best, probably the best, most direct resource, David C. Cook has set up a website. Of course, you can look at their website directly. But there's a resource called readthegoodbook.com from which you can order not only the book, but the entire resource kit for as many as you need in your church or in your faith community.
Amen. We'll do just that. Thank you for coming on the podcast. We would love to hear how the book is changing people's lives and being received, and stay connected to it as God blesses it.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you again for your time. Blessings to you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at baptistmessenger.com.